So let's take a comfortable seat, and since we don't have that long to calm our minds, we can do His Holiness's suggestion and the quick method, which is to take 3 deep breaths down to our tummy. Today we'll do a meditation that is called the 4 Essential Points. It was outlined by Nagarjuna many centuries ago. So, and I'm following Venerable George's lead in how he did it. So first of all, let's bring to our awareness the I. The object of negation here, if you will, or refutation. The I that is meditating, the I that feels hot or cold, or sometimes if it's hard to bring up that I, think about the last time when someone treated you unfairly or unjustly and you had this sense of righteousness or indignation. That I that arose. So we can spend a couple of minutes to just bring that I up. So the way the logic works is, if such a truly existent I, because it appears to be truly existent, we can feel it, if it were to exist, it would have to be truly one with the aggregates, inherently one with the aggregates. So if you remember, the aggregates are form, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors and consciousness. So the I would have to be truly one nature with them, or inherently different from the aggregates. So that's the investigation. Because if any two things exist, they either have to be the same or different. There is no other third or fourth or fifth choice. So we can apply this to the person and the aggregates. If the self were to truly exist, it would either have to be the same as the aggregates, truly one with them, not just conventionally one, but truly one in every way. Or it would have to be different, truly different from the aggregates. So there's ways to refute those two possibilities, such as if it were inherently one with the aggregates, there would have to be just one aggregate, or there would have to be 5 selves, since there are 5 aggregates. And since we sense only one self, so there are not five selves. So that's absurd. So that's argument number one. But why the self is not one with the aggregates? So we can think about that for a bit. Or if you say that the I is truly existent and it is one with only one of the aggregates, let's say it could be truly existence only with consciousness, for example. So the self would be the mental consciousness. But that doesn't work either, because the mental consciousness is comprised of parts. Virtuous, non-virtuous, neutral, past, present, future, many numberless instants. So there would have to be numberless instances of the I. So that's two ways we can discard that the I is not inherently one with the aggregates. The other possibility is that it's different from the aggregates. So we can investigate that. It's not different from the aggregates, because if it were inherently different than the aggregates, it would have no relationship with them whatsoever. Being truly existent, it would be existing from its own side, findable as different than the aggregates. So when we think about ourselves, you know, you can think about a self that arises. It surely feels that it's not different from the aggregates. So, to go back to why it's not inherently different from the aggregates, whatever change the aggregates experience would not be experienced by the self if they were different. But we know that's not true, because, you know, when our body hurts, our self hurts. And if that were the case, that the I were different from the aggregates, then any kind of change, such as aging, death, transference of consciousness, the I would necessarily, you know, never experience them, which we also know is not true. So now we can conclude that the I is not different from the aggregates. So now go back to the I that we had brought up. So he said that it had to be one of two choices. One with the aggregates, or different from the aggregates. He said it can't be one with the aggregates, because you'd end up with five cells. And it's not inherently different from the aggregates, because then it would have to be utterly unrelated to the aggregates. So any phenomenon has to fall in one of those two buckets. Have to be the one, or have to be different. But this I seems to not be either the way it exists, or at least appears to exist. Therefore, this I that's appearing and has appeared since beginningless time, this innate sense of the I, that I does not exist at all. As Rinpoche said, it's like an illusion, a magician's magical creation, like a mirage, a reflection in the mirror. So now we can sit with the I, with this logic that we have gone through. And try to see how the I seems to exist. It doesn't exist. We saw that. But yet, it's there. You might get an insight that of like empty space. So if you do that, if you get that refutation feels like an empty space, then try to sit with that. And if it disappears, you can go through the logic again and try to bring up that insight. So we'll do this for 5 minutes. And then maybe we can relax until Geshe La gets here.
35, and we'll do the seven limb prayer. Go sum gu pe go ne cha te lo ngu sha mi chu chu tri ma lu bu to me ne sa di tu tam che sha Ke pa ge wa nam la je ram kor wa ma no pa du le ju ne dro la ju ki ko And now turn to page 97. Do the short mandala offering. Sa shi pu ki ju shi me to tra.
It's already 7:22.
It's okay, guys. You have to.
Luckily, tomorrow is Saturday, so that's otherwise everybody has to work. So you did some meditation?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Who led the meditation?
I did.
Oh, good.
We did the one on the four essential points.
Four essential points?
Four-point meditation.
So that's good to remember, you know, that's how you meditate on emptiness. So. That's how the meditation on emptiness has been done, typically based on four-point analysis. What do you call four-point analysis? So, identify the object that needs to be negate the first one, catching with your But you know, that meditation is done on self. Not on object, no, it's done on self. No. So then from there, then you apply it to objects. Probably when you do that four-point analysis based on self, so then you will gain experience, you know, experience. So then easy to move, it's easy to move, apply to external object, easy to move. The problem is not there, the problem is here. Of course, there's... inside problems, outside problems, but mainly here inside. How to identify? The basic self. So after you know, like saying refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. The only reason that we are, you know, still part of samsara, only reason, not because, you know, there's no method or instructions that you know, we follow, then it will liberate. It's not because of this, not lack of instructions, not lack of teachings, or not lack of dharma practice. It's not lack of dharma practice. No. That's not why we are still part of samsara. No, that's not the reason. You know, every day, we need to think every day, you know, on a daily basis. We do need to think, you know, like here, there, whatever ways that, you know, we can create, you know, some merit. Maybe thinking about lambrim or thinking about emptiness, relying on some, like, you know, like, short lambrim or like something that you review, then you say and you think. Then it's good, you know, but that's also not enough. That's not enough. Just doing that probably is not going to liberate us, you know. If we are truly seeking liberations, that's what I mean. If we are truly seeking liberations, not like, oh, good health, you know, like maybe a little bit peace of mind. So then, you know, not that, you know, if you are truly seeking everlasting happiness, like liberations, so then, the practice we do in daily business, it contributes to that, but, you know, it's not enough, that's what I'm trying to say, it's not enough. Huh? Just, you know, refuge in Buddhist prayer. This is so powerful, so powerful. When you say and you think the meaning of that refuge in Buddhist prayer, this is only one stanza. It's very, very powerful. So then after when we say that, after that, you know, we must set up our positive intentions to listening, you know, Heart Sutra, you know. To achieve, you know, fully enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, then you create the cause, you know, you create whatever marriage that you created by this such a powerful intentions, then it becomes the cause for your enlightenment. It all depends on the intention, you know. So some of the merit may become the cause for mundane things, you know. All depend on intentions, you know. depend on intentions. So if the intention is for fully enlightenment, then they could become the cause for enlightenment. If the intention is like mundane things, it becomes the cause for the mundane things. So if the intention is dedicated for liberation, then it becomes the cause for liberation. So not it doesn't become automatically become cause for liberation or enlightenment. We have to, we need to have we need to motivate ourselves. We have to direct that, you know, towards certain goals. We have to direct, you know. Yes, that's just I want to say that. Then so Chukila, where we start, where we stop. Last witness there.
We were just talking about the best way of looking at emptiness is dependent arising. So that when you're thinking about emptiness, you think about it from whatever different perspective you have, and the best is dependent arising.
Then you don't read, you know, so you are looking at the commentary, right?
Yes.
So here,
the five ways of defining emptiness.
That was a little bit earlier.
Yeah. That was a little
bit earlier. Yeah. 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 Kang chal la ve pe ne gon na so ne che te ten ju to be ne chan na rap che te lo chi da to de se to de se de che to so ju ma me la mi ju so they use like illustration or example like hallucinations, dream, mirage, reflection of the moon in the clear lake, you see? Tuba, like, Tuba, what is it called, manifestations?
Emanations,
like, the very, like, as a magician, you know, like, very, very good magicians, they can create a piece of wood and piece of stone. They can just create it like elephant out of a piece of wood. Devotion, like something like that. So you can just emanate into some form that, you know, basically it's just illusions, it's not real. It's just a piece of wood, not a piece of stone, they just create. So I heard something they say, like magicians, the very good one, so they mark the area where the audience comes, they mark like 1 kilometers, like square. Whoever walks into that area, they're just eyes get tricked. So then magicians make them whatever the magician want to see them, piece of wood, elephant, they see elephant. Huh? And then, you know, like certain like mantra, what they say, used to be like, you know, like nowadays people, they just practice, that's how they trick people. That here the magicians, you know, like there's certain mantras that they put in the water, there's something they keep it close to there, nobody really sees, and something they just put on the ground, something like that. So then two of us, there's like emanate, you know, two of us. So we pay to my company, she do, you only say my image. Not all these examples that I'm giving here is not because I have nothing to say. No, so this is why I'm saying all this, giving this all example. That the author is hoping that no tijlongo longo je kang chal lai pe ti ne go na so ne chede tenju tombe tanda sanar rapsi ho, tenju tombe tanda sanar rapsi. Dependent origination, interdependent, dependent originations. Don't wait to understand what does not need to read the English part.
Therefore, analyze from various perspectives using the examples that appear easily to your mind, and when dependent arising appears as the meaning of emptiness, it is best.
Dependent arising?
Yeah, dependent arising.
Arising? Can you repeat the word dependent arising?
Yeah. Dependent arising as the meaning of emptiness.
See, that is very important. Thank you. Don't wait to understand. That's very important. Dependent arising?
As the meaning of emptiness.
Dependent arising, even the learning the word is very difficult. Dependent arising?
When dependent arising appears as the meaning of emptiness.
When the dependent arising appears as the meaning of emptiness. When dependent, when?
When?
When? When dependent arising appears?
As the meaning?
As the meaning of emptiness. Mm-hmm. Tenjung tombet into self. In Tibetan it's called Tenjung tombet into self. No? Tenjung tombet into self. No? So you understand that, understand the meaning? Huh? When the dependent arising arise, it's the meaning of emptiness. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then you already saw emptiness. I'm just joking. When the dependent arising appears as the meaning of emptiness, very, very important, very, very important. Tenjung tombet into self. That's the problem. Tenjung tombet. That's not how we see things, you know. When the dependent arising appears. When the prayer will appear, when the prayer will appear, it's a meaning of emptiness. You understand that? That's not how we see things. When the prayer will arise, when the prayer will rise and shine. that's the first English word he still told me when I came here like in 1990 July. So after 1 month we went to Indiana. His Holiness gave you Karachara initiations. I'm staying with Dr. Brown and one of the center members, Herb. So I'm staying with them. So in the same hotel, they're staying there. Still told me, tomorrow tell Dr. Brown, rise and shine. The first word, I remember this. I have no clue what it really means. She explained to me, but I just said rise and shine. when the prayer will rise and shine. see now, when the prayer will appear, when the prayer will appear, you know, lot of time it appears, for us it appears as the independent existence. It doesn't appear as a meaning of emptiness. See, conventional truth, ultimate truth. When we think about conventional truth, we lose the ultimate truth. When we think about ultimate truth, we lose conventional truth. That's common problems. That's common problems, you know. Don't just think, oh, that's my problem. No, that's common problems. Oh. So now this is very important. Tenjung tongbetendu channarabs. Tenjung tongbetendu channarabs. Can you please repeat the word? When dependent arising appears,
mm-hmm.
yep. there's a meaning of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says.
It is best.
it is best. It is best. See, then you don't let the according to the three principal axis of the path that comes by Lama Tsongkhapa, short Lam Rima, the different books and the different books, short Lam Rima. What Lama Tsongkhapa said, three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment, the short Lam Rima comes by Lama Tsongkhapa. Kansi korde chona tam jen jule nama luwa mi mi dode nawa dende, nawa dende, nawa appearances. If you are familiar with the text, the short text, in that text, you know, why people should study emptiness? Why people should study emptiness? Why people should think about emptiness? Why people should read about emptiness? Why people should meditate on emptiness? Why? Even though you manage to generate renunciation, bodhicitta, but those two mental qualities will not cut the root of samsara. It will not cut the root of samsara. If you don't have the wisdom realizing emptiness, nilu to beshara midena, ngeju chanju sem la kumje ja sibe tsawa chaba midena. Lama Tsongkhapa said, no? Lama Tsongkhapa said. Even though you practice bodhicitta, renunciations, if you don't have the wisdom realizing emptiness, sibe tsawa chaba, you cannot cut the root of samsara. The root of samsara, there's all the complications that we experience, you know, all the complications. You know? Therefore, put effort to see dependent origination or emptiness. You know, try to see that. That's how you cut the root of samsara. Sanje Chebe lams the path that pleased by Victor One. That's like the wisdom realizing emptiness, or the path that pleased by pleased. Not police. Pleased. Pleased. Oh.
Pleasing.
Not the police by the Victor One. Victor One don't become police. Pleased. Pleased by enlightened beings, pleased by enlightened beings. That's the wisdom realizing emptiness. Oh, that's the path, refers to that. Kashi korde chun nam tamje ji junye nam luwa me to shi se mikbe te so kanyi kun shi ba tene sanje shi pe lamba shu so. If you see when the dependent arise appear as a meaning of emptiness, when you see that is the path that pleased by enlightened beings. Oh, that's the path that pleased by enlightened beings. Then you are on that path that greatly pleased by enlightened beings.
Pleasing to? Because you mean the enlightened beings are pleased.
Pleasing to. Pleasing to, no, sorry, my English. Pleasing to, Gijigile, rise and shine. rise. So, pleasing to enlightened beings. That's exactly what is that. when the dependent arise appear as a meaning of emptiness, that is the path pleasing to enlightened beings. Oh. Now what then the appearances? Lua means no appearances, no infallible.
Infallible.
Huh? How do you say?
Yeah, infallible.
You understand infallible? Infallible. Easy word. What's the easy word? For me, not for them.
Correct.
No.
Undeniable.
Never wrong.
The Pope is infallible.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah,
Pope.
They say the Pope is infallible.
Yeah. Unmistakable. Yeah. Appearance. Happiness, problems, sicknesses, eating, drinking, these are all unmistakable. It's happening. It's not because it's not happening, it is happening. It's happening because of Navatende, Luva Navatende. Navatende. These are real. These are happening. These are unmistakably happening. It's happening. No, it's not happening, it's just leveled by mind. No, it is happening. Now what then, appearances are interdependent. Interdependent is like unmistakable. Tomba ki tomba. Emptiness, also unmistakable. Tomba. Now what then, tomba ki tomba. All the experience is happening, unmistakably is happening. The same time, right now it's like two pieces of puzzle. More we think about all these appearances, it's unmistakably real. When you think about that, and we kind of get lost about the emptiness part. When we think about emptiness part, then we think about, we kind of lose that side. Not able to put it together, that's the common problem, not able to put it together. Namshi Renjan Mabachi, maybe down the road, maybe some point in your life, or maybe that point could be this life, or some point in your life. Sometimes, then you see there's no contradictions, because you've been thinking about that quite a long time, thinking, meditating, reading. So now you see, oh, these are like same coin. It's not like two separate coins. The same coin, two sides, same coin of two sides. It's not two separate coins. That's how we see it now. It's like two different coins. It's not two different coins. That's like one coin, two sides. Namshi. So when one why those Namshi, how you say, like Namshi means like sometime. Then when you see that, Namshi Renjo never teaches the 10 minutes. Oh, so then you really understood now the teachings of Buddha. Emptiness, that's the true teaching of Buddha. So please remember that word. When interdependence appears as a meaning of emptiness, that's very, very important. In the same Tibetan word, Tenjung Tongbetun Duchas. This is going around because of empty. The beginning doesn't make sense. What it means is because the empty is going around. If it's not empty, it won't go around. Because going around because of empty. No? So that's exactly what it means. When the interdependent appears as a meaning of empty, that's exactly what it means. Oh yeah, So then please continue, so that the next part please, so then I think that's better translation, so I'll listen. The Chukulan, we are reading the same commentary, she's reading English, I'm checking in my ears with Tibetan text. Yeah.
Until that point, one should create what seems like a fear, worrying that the majority of phenomena, such as forms, have become the object negated by reasoning.
Not create fear?
It seems like a fear,
Not create fear, but should have some kind of fear, should have some kind, not create. But create, I'm not sure. So, like, Chukula, can you repeat that word, please?
Yeah, until that point, one should create what seems like a fear, worrying that the majority of phenomena, such as forms, have become the object negated by reasoning.
Just like nihilism. Well, now you say, I don't exist. No, you do exist. If you touch your finger on the heat and on the fire, then you know whether you exist or not exist. You know. This sounds like a joke, but actually it's not a joke. So, you know, people do get kind of fear when they meditate on emptiness. So, you know, like nowadays probably you don't see, I never saw one, but I just heard. You know, in Tibet people, they have like needles, they stick needles in their rope, on their rope, you know. When they're really, really concentrated on emptiness, not just, you know, like drinking, really concentrated on emptiness. And for the point, probably they feel like there's like nothing exists. So then, you know, they touch it, then they just, how do you say, pinch
stab.
Then it's pain. Then they say, I still exist. No, that's like, there's two extreme views, as I explained last Wednesday. One extreme view is, nothing exists. That's nihilism. One extreme view is like, then superimpulse, right? Super exaggerated. Middle way. That's what called middle way. Umma, middle way. You know, free from those two extreme views, middle way. So here, there's one person, Sasora Buddha told the story, there's one person, probably like farmer or some kind of businessman, he's doing some kind of business, but will probably get very tired of what he's doing day to day life, he gets very tired, and decided to, maybe I'll do some now, start some kind of spiritual practice. So then he's doing all kind of meditation practice, So, then the chew, you probably saw on YouTube that people are carrying this big drum, kula drum, they basically, usually they go to cemetery, that in the night, so they go by themselves, then they chant, they basically like offering their body to all the spirit, whoever needed, they just practicing that to overcome the fear of death. See, they try to overcome the fear of death, and they just offering their, through the rituals, they say, then they go like this, and then they chant, and also then giving all the spirit, inviting them to come here to take my body, all of that. And he's been doing that practice, and he kind of like feels, feels the energy around him, and he feels they're really coming to, and he's kind of like, scared. So then he went to see another Lama to have some kind of consultation. What should he do when he feel in the cemetery when he's doing the chair practice? And Lama basically said, just go back, you know, do, continue whatever you do, you know, so didn't say much, you know. And again, he went there. Then all of a sudden, he feel like that, you know, they kind of grab him, and lift him up in the space. Then he, like, all this feeling, then they just drop him on the ground. And he felt, oh, I am finished now. I am finished. You know, so then after a little while, he opened his eyes. His life, he's still there. So that moment, he saw emptiness. That moment, he saw emptiness. There's no solemnity. There's no moment, he saw emptiness. Because the eye that he's holding so tight, he thought it's gone. It's gone now. Gone. Then he realized that he kind of like, how you say, felt or experienced the mere self. The self he's holding so tightly, that's all exaggerated. So then when they drop him on the ground, he thought, oh, I'm finished now. That eye, that is object that needs to be negated. Have gone. When he now arise, not shine, rise and shine, when he arise, oh, I am here. That moment, that person, Solomuji, one of the very great masters from Gelugpa traditions, he said, then he saw emptiness right there, he saw emptiness. First he felt, I am finished, I am finished. Then he found another I, that's the real one. See, so he was so uptight, fear, all built, you know, like, oh, me, like, I, you know, so now I'm going to, they're going to probably kill me, whatever. Then he said, oh, now it's gone. That I that needs to be negated, that's completely gone. And he's so empty in it, you know. Just stories, I'm not sure. But I have seen experience, but I never saw emptiness. I have experienced, like, fearful experience, but I never saw emptiness. I just feel relief. Mother said, one night, I'm sleeping. Now, our bed is made out of bamboo. Bamboo? Big bamboo, you cut it pieces. That's the frame. Here you have very fancy balls and all bamboo. They're like just bamboo. You cut bamboo in pieces, dry them, that's where you put. And you put mattress there, that's where you sleep. Then when you grow up, you hear like, croc, 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 that's all the bamboo. One night I'm sleeping there, all of a sudden somebody scratching from the bottom of my bed. I was really, from that moment my mind and body separated, probably at least a few seconds, you know, separated. Like, of course, you know, so then I thought, oh, maybe there's a spirit harm, maybe it's like, monastery protector, they are like probably like not happy or all kind of sort of suffering. So, you know, then I realized that the one dog that we have outside is raining, the dog has like some, what do you call the skin for a mange? Mange. I didn't saw anything, but I was very relieved to find out that's my dog. So, so then, oh, yeah. Anyway, so, you know, sometimes there's a moment that you don't feel anything because you're so afraid, you know, so your body and mind kind of separate. Little while, maybe a couple of seconds, so. Oh, yeah. Do you have extreme experience? Similar experience. Yeah. You remember a long time ago, Kadamba Center, they give me a very nice camera as a gift. That's the first camera that I have a touch. I'm doing some kind of, you know, green tata retreat in Virginia. There's one farm in Virginia owned by one rich American guy doing retreat there. And he has like yaks, Tibetan yaks. Yaks, you know, Tibetan yaks. He has like probably 20 of them in the farm. You saw it today. In Tibet, you know, we feed yak by hand. You know, there, you know, they feed just throw the food by tractors. They are kind of like become like wild. All the yaks become wild, you know. In Tibet, they are very much domesticated, you know, so long hair. So Tibetan people love the yaks. So I time to time I go, you know, just look the yaks, you know, makes me feel good. One time, there, my attendant, one of the Tibetan men, he's cooking for me. So he insisted he wants to go inside to feed the yaks by hand. And there's one American young guy, he said, no, it's not a good idea. So I kind of got excited, so, you know, so to see how he's going to feed the yaks. So me and him, and there's one American the young man, three of us, we went in the inside the fence, there's a group of yaks. So I got kind of excited to, you know, I took the camera that the fencer gave me, I took that camera, and of course, you know, with my rope. We went inside, and he's like picking up some grass, and close, and he's not joking, he's very serious, he's going to feed the yaks. So all of a sudden, when the yaks saw me, all the group, they all get together, you know, in the little hill. On the hill, then just they're just looking at. And he went with some grass, like shush, like they went there. And I was supposed to take a photo. All of a sudden, those yaks ran towards me. Because I'm all red, you know, I'm all red. I'm the only one all red, but they're wearing like this clothes. They all ran. I just ran without looking back. I thought, that's it now. I just ran as fast as I could, and I fall. There's one hole, I fall there. I don't know. If I thought of emptying this problem, there's opportunity. I may see. I may see empty this, but my life, this whole life, it took over my fear. Then I didn't hear anything. I looked back. Somehow, yeah, they decided to not harm me. They just go away. So then I started worrying, oh, what's about my camera? So that you get... I didn't see emptiness. I, like, second thought is attachment. I just attached my camera. So no chance to see emptiness. I just, sorry, so I just... That's not part of the Heart Sutra. So... No, Majuya, Tana Sula, so the chief party is Ibe Gaja, Judo Tobe, Dinata Vite Guji. So, if you have this kind of fear, or maybe now, nothing to worry, this is good, you know, this is good that you are having, like I say, having like flavor of emptiness. Nothing to worry, you know. When you get to that point, there's nothing to worry, you know. This is a good thing. When dependent arise appear as a meaning of emptiness, that's the best. That's the best. If not, if you have some kind of fear, you know, nothing to worry, that's a good thing. That, you know, you are about to experience emptiness or you are about to test of emptiness. You know, nothing to worry about. Chupati ribe gaja judo tobe jinandam jitye gujiz. Teda mayimba pumba dema me raji me rangatini je mandu meja melu mashanga tuni la cheva chebe tangzu minjuro. So now let's read the next part so that you know.
Otherwise, even though you say things like a pot does not truly exist, inherently exist, or exist by way of its own character, if the way in which it does not exist is not perceived, you cannot be counted among those who have analyzed emptiness.
See, you know, so that's the point. That's the point. Oh. Then, teta suji pungpo la tongzu shi ngusu janesa, tongzu shi ngusu janesa. Ngusu janesa pungpo lama shi la ya tevindu tsuwa shi so zan sunbi gubani pungpo ngali suji pungpo ni suyin shi tenya tenda nyan tabuji. Pumbo chima, So now please, can you read?
Thus, having explicitly...
I think my experience, so it's much better if you listen, you know.
Thus, having explicitly applied the four modes of emptiness to the form aggregate, the purpose of merely saying, in the same way feeling, with respect to the four aggregates, is that from among the five aggregates, form is like a basis or vessel, whereas the latter four aggregates are primarily consciousness and are like the water that is supported in that vessel.
The consciousness is more important than the rest of the four aggregates, that's what it says?
I wouldn't say that's exactly what it says.
What is it? Form is like...
Well, that form is a basis.
For the vessel.
And then the other four, the latter four aggregates are prime.
What latter four?
Meaning the four that aren't form. Are primarily consciousness.
Among those, the consciousness is more consciousness, the one, important one. What does the primary mean?
You're saying they're mainly consciousness.
Oh, mainly consciousness. Out of them, out of four, the main thing is the consciousness.
It sounds like you're saying they are consciousness. Mm. They're similar to consciousness.
Mm.
This is saying that all four of the other aggregates are consciousness.
Are consciousness?
Mm.
Four aggregates are consciousness?
That's what it's saying.
Yeah, that's not correct. That's probably a mistake. You know? Obviously, four aggregates of the aggregate are not consciousness. So we all know, right? In that category, that's like day, month, year. These are not consciousness, no? Year is consciousness. Day, month, week, time is not consciousness. This is in there. So there's a little mistake there. But no, it's not big mistake, but a small mistake. Yeah.
And then it says... speaking of those four consciousnesses, they are like the water that is supported in that vessel. Hence, just as when the supporting vessel is destroyed, the supported water is also destroyed. So when the form aggregate is understood to be empty, it is easy to understand that the consciousness aggregates that are supported by that are also empty. That is the intention.
So, you know, that makes sense? Does it make sense? Relatively easier. If you see the emptiness of form, relatively easier. No, it's easy to apply. So now let me... Dona Suzuchi on them Sula chart, correct as to go check to the Sotomoshi, Dambanashi. Yang gashi ke tongba la cha de chida shinda tuwa goche to tongba ni su su she damba yin des. Yechun la tsema da yun na ngamda yebe lam tobe na da mi miyaba shinda. So now probably nothing much explain, so can you please continue this? Then I will also...
In brief, in order to put an end to common beings becoming attached to form and falling to the extreme of samsara, it teaches that form is emptiness.
Sula chade, no? When we talk about form, there's like shape. And there's color. Shape and color, you know? That's about it. No, don't talk about form. Tsumi-ji-namdo is like a mind that exaggerate, the mind that exaggerate, no, superimposed, exaggerate. It's so good, and it's so wonderful, you know, it's like, look at the shape, like the way it's like, all like, you know, kind of exaggerated. There's so much been... So much extra things put on there. Sulachar. That's what it means. When you, as far as you can become, you know, oh, this is very good, you become attached, then that attachment gets stronger, then you, because of the, like, you just impose things, you just put so many extra things, or some extra things. So. All these extra things is not there. It's not there, you know. It's not there. It's just your mind just imposes that it's not there. So, Tomba Hoja. The next one is Chad. That's how, you know, in cycling existence, that doesn't go round and round, round and round. That's why it goes round and round, because the delusion and karma, that's why it goes round and round, not because in the outer series goes round and round. And it, so Tomba also, that's why it says form is emptiness. To eliminate it directly, the attachment, but indirectly that attachment is caused by, you know, fundamental confusions. Not knowing how self exists, not knowing the ultimate truth. Not knowing the ultimate truth. The fundamental is caused by that, Then it,
in order to put an end to some becoming attached to emptiness and falling to the extreme of peace, it teaches that emptiness is form.
Of course, this is Mahayana Sutra. This sutra is not based on, this is Mahayana teachings. The Heart Sutra is Mahayana teachings. As I mentioned before, there's 15 set of path, right? 15 set of path. Like, the 5 path belongs to the hearer, the 5 path belongs to the self-realizer, the 5 path, they belongs to the Mahayana, right? What are those 5 path? Path of preparation, accumulation, path of preparations, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. Same name. You just say, hearer, path of accumulation, hearer, path of preparations, hearer, path of seeing, hearer, path of meditative, hearer, path of beyond learning. Same. You just add the name, the Mayama. It's all the same, there's 5 of them. In hearer, you know, in hearer, that's what they say, hearer. When you reach here, you are completely free from samsara. When you reach here, path of seeing is not going back, even though you are not fully liberated, but not going back. It sees, but not 100% sees, but not, when you reach here, that you don't create karma. You don't create karma when you reach here. Kind of see, you don't create any more karma. So when you hear, then you're liberated. So much joy. So because of that, you know, that they just kind of like, I say, that's what is called, the word called Shinta, what's called that? They just explained that word. There's peace, it's not all peace, universal peace. This is peace that refers to the liberations, you know, liberation. But nirvana, that peace refers to nirvana. Or nirvana. Not that nirvana, of course, nirvana is not like, when you hear the word great nirvana, that's like enlightenment. That's fully enlightenment. Nirvana doesn't mean enlightenment, you know. So, great enlightenment. Sometimes you say, oh, enlightenment, oh, maybe it's Buddhahood. No, it's not Buddhahood. When you hear the word great enlightenment, then that's the Buddhahood. Enlightenment can be found in the hearer path. Enlightenment, just to clarify that. So this piece refers to that path beyond learning. Path beyond learning, that's referred there. So there, so now you finally kind of know relief, that there's a huge relief. You know, not creating any karma, not creating any negative karma at all. The cause is the, now, you know, see the 12 link. First link, there's somebody has an arrow in the eye. Now that eye is wide open. It's not blind, it's wide open. All this, the rest of the 11 links, there's no going round. Not going clockwise, counterclockwise. You know, it's like liberating. Can you imagine, like, you know, like, the relief that you experience, can you imagine the relief that you experience when you reach that path? When you reach, there's so much joy, you know. So sometimes they just sit there a long, long period of time. See, then they're not, you know, walk for fully enlightenment or great enlightenment. Oh, so that's what that means, you know. Tomba ni gara, zuto tomba ni zuzo, go ezo, kasi ki tomba cha de shindatunga gobe se do tomba ni zuzo. So that shindatunga, so like, according to Mahayana path, that's not the great things to do, even though you are fully liberated from samsara, but still, there are ways to go for enlightenment. You can just sit there for a long period of time. So this is what Shinatuma goes on. Make sense? So now can you read the word again? Maybe it will make sense a little bit.
In order to put an end to some becoming attached to emptiness and falling to the extreme of peace, it teaches that emptiness is form. For example, if a blind person were to go down a narrow path that had thorns on the left and a cliff on the right, and if a sighted person were to say, there are thorns, there is a danger of the person falling off the cliff. If he were to say, there is a cliff, there is a danger of his falling into the thorns. In order that he not fall to either extreme, a middle path is taught.
This is called middle way. This is called middle way. Uma. You know, Uma. That's like free from two extreme view, free from two extreme view. That is pretty clear, right? No need to explain, that's pretty clear. So that only soldiers in Negavs or Tony Gumbi to Long, Tony Gumbi, no, didn't it?
Those modes are the way to meditate on emptiness on the occasion of the paths of accumulation and preparation.
See now. That's where they meditate on emptiness. That's how they meditate on emptiness in those first two paths. Path of accumulation, path of preparations. Sojourn, not necessarily Mayana path of accumulation, path of preparations. It can be applied to all of them. All of them. And all of them. Oh. Till now, so above that, all the Heart Sutra, that's, you know, when you divide the Heart Sutra into five paths, all above that is like, you know, about like path of accumulation and path of preparation. So, but we are still like the like elaborate answer for that question. So,
for the slow learner, right?
Huh?
For the slow learner?
Yeah, for the slow learner. So, huh? Why is it? Why?
Because we're having trouble even for the slow learner.
Why? Because the Ombudsman.
They translate it here as ordinary beings as opposed to slow learners.
No, whatever I have to say in the word, you have to say, you know, whether people like or not. You can't just make it nice. It's not good. No, you have to say, you know, so that, say, you know, or. Like, then you need to explain. You need to explain that. But no, the change, then that's how everything has been changing. So Tibetan Buddhism, this very strict. You cannot change word. The word has to be like that from generation to generation. Even though you are very scholar, and even though you see some mistake, they purposely didn't change that mistake. Everybody knows there's some mistake there. Everyone knows. When they get there, they explain. They are worried if they change, maybe in the down the road, if somebody come, they change, then change, then there's like new book, old book. No, there's very, very strict rules, so it cannot change. So need to explain, like, you know, as for example, like, sometimes there's like sun, what is it called? Bodhisattva sun?
Like, like son of the lineage.
Son of the lineage. The word don't need to change. But that doesn't have gender meaning. It doesn't have gender meaning. It means just like, it expresses the feeling of closeness, that's all. That word, meaning of that word, son, is closeness. It doesn't mean boy, it doesn't mean boys. But you need to explain. Instead of changing, oh, child of something. Then if something happened to the Tibetan books, all get burned down. When you translate back from English to Tibetan, then you don't get the right word. No, you already changed the world. We just live there, so then explain, you know. The sun means feeling of closeness. You know, it's not like a boy, not that boy. You know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's more risk for treating tests than English tests. You live in freedom country, you know, there, you know, still not, but also like refugee in India, you know, like it's not really like 100% stable, you know, so then there's more risk there, you know, but here.
Want me to continue?
Did you say something?
No.
Oh,
no.
I thought you see that. I said, ah, oh, no. Then, so now where is like in the Heart Sutra? Heart Sutra.
We finished in the same way. Feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty.
Mm.
So next is Shariputra. Likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased.
Likewise, all the phenomena, we all read that, right? Did you finish that? Oh, now that's the next one.
Yeah, that's the path of seeing.
Yeah, that's the next one. So before that, we finished that, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right? Everybody looking at Heart Sutra, maybe. So we finished that part. So now, here, Shariputra, likewise, all the phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, standless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Tinimeva, majeba, mangaba, timada tava, tivameva, kawameva, also. Kawameva, also. So now that is like meditating on emptiness in the path of seeing. But we can think all of them. We don't have to be all. I'm not going to think that because that's for part of seeing. No, no, we are learning here. We are learning difference between meditating on emptiness for the first two path and the path of seeing. Then, So now here, Nanda Gosumji, Namukotomani, Timu, Mamma, so Shankar, that you, do we have the books that we will try, like Lama Tsongkhapa, Kambo, that book, what is called, like Essence of Something?
Essence of Refined Gold.
Yeah, Essence of Refined Gold. I think that Michael Roche, he's already translated that into English.
Yeah.
Maybe next Friday, if you can bring that book, you know, there is like, there's three, Nanda Gosum, what is it called, Nanda Gosum,
the Three Doors of Liberation.
Yeah, Three Doors of Liberation. You'll find in that text, beginning of that text, you know, that text has like 139 page, like traditional looking page, 139. So, you know, now the text that another, In praise of
dependent origination.
In praise of dependent origination. That's the small version of the text. Essence of refined, how is it?
Gold.
Oh, essence of refined, essence of?
Refined gold.
Essence of refined gold. That's called Leshin Yimbu. Chewa. The big. It's called Leshin Yimbu Chewa. Essence of refined gold. Big one, that's the big one. The one that impressed to dependent origination, that's like essence of refining gold, small one. That's a small one, short text.
Oh, you're thinking about Robert Thurman, that one, the translation, is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, doesn't matter. Robert Thurman, I think his understanding of Buddhism is pretty good. I think that his translation is reliable. And also,
I think the title, the name of the book is something other than Essence of Refined Gold, you know, because
the title is something, and then it says translation of essence of refined gold.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of, it's hard to look for it, you know.
If you see the Gerrit, how's your name? Gerrit Sparrow. If you see his translations, he understands what he's doing. So, and also like Gerrit and also George Dreyfus, the Swiss guy, Swiss man, George Dreyfus, you know, he teaches like somewhere in like, like in East Coast somewhere in some college there. So they did study in the monastery, a long period of time. So they know the materials. So when they translate well. Or to Denjima, His Holiness interpreter, you know. If he translated, so that's the probably best, you know.
Yes, sir, I have two Tinjimpas, just a couple of paragraphs on this.
Three rows?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. That's good. Called Namtar Gosum. That's called Namtar Gosum. So, used to remember that all these 139 pages by heart, now it's gone. No, I used to say it by heart. I memorized all of them. I said it for many, many times. I memorized it. And they are saying, already transmitted, if you recite that 100 days without break, that means every day you recite by heart this 139 page, you recite that whole text, not just section. If you recite that 100 days without break, they say you see emptiness. But is it true or not? I don't know, because I fell. I did recite many times by session, but not like whole things, 100 days. Probably, how to see. I probably recited session by session probably more than 200 times. I only got one good dream. Just one good dream. That's it. Just one good dream, that's it. So, and I just recently asked, I was wondering, the very textbook that I memorized, I was somewhere in my house in the monastery. Somehow, all of a sudden, I felt like I want that book, you know. I spent so much time on that book, just memorizing, touching. I memorized page by page. So that book's now all like kind of like pages. I thought one of my students, he has. So it turns out now that their text is, I don't know where it went, so anyway, Gisam brought it back, same text. So I'm looking, Lama Tsongkhapa days, I'm going to, you know, read. I can probably, by myself, not here, to, if I read, probably you are not going to understand all Tibetan. So I'm thinking, that's what I'm going to do, you know, to read. I can read very fast, because I memorize all of them. I can read very fast. So finally, I got their text. And the text that produced by Asian, what do you call Asian?
Asian.
It's Margaret Starr, one like there's one group there, produce a lot of like Tibetan books online. Asian classic something.
Yeah.
So that, you know, text they type is all, there's a lot of mistake page, I mean, down 100 page, there 200 page, they put the wrong number, all page, all mixed. Because I memorize them, I know. Then all these pages all mixed. So a couple of times, Lama Tsongkhapa, I tried to read, and the guy got discouraged in one page here, so I couldn't find the second page, and the third page going like all over. Then I said, I just give up. So that page, you know, if you're looking at that page, there's kind of a little mistake on the page. Yeah, so now, so then I'll stop. Yeah. Can you please read that? Three draws, what's it called? Three draws?
Yeah, this is in His Holiness's Essence of the Heart Sutra on page 123 in my copy. These eight characteristics.
Oh, yeah, no, there's it. Let's go. Let's go. One second. What is it? Toma is it? Tini meva, majeva, mangava, timan meva, timanatava, timan meva, kawan meva. Seven or eight?
It says eight. No cessation, no origination.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's eight of them, yeah. Mm. So it's in the Heart Sutra. Shariputta, likewise, all the phenomena are emptiness, one. Without catches, there's two. Unproduced, three. Unceased, four. Stainless, five. Without stain, 6, deficiency, 7, fulfill, not fulfill, that's eight characteristics. It's in the Heart Sutra.
These eight characteristics can be grouped into three categories.
So that's good. Eight questions, now three categories. That's like Nandara Goswami, three doors of liberation.
Each examining emptiness from a different perspective. These three perspectives are called the three doors of liberation. If we look at emptiness from the point of view of the thing itself, we see that all phenomena are empty of intrinsic nature and empty of self-defining characteristics. Seeing this is the first door of liberation, the door of emptiness. If we look at emptiness from the point of view of its cause, we see that it is unborn, unceasing, not defiled, and not undefiled. This is the second door of liberation, the door of signlessness. If we look at emptiness from the point of view of its effects, we see there is no deficiency and no completeness. This is the third door of liberation, the door of wishlessness. These three doors are in actuality three ways of understanding the same thing, emptiness. The scriptures state that the wisdom that realizes emptiness is the one true door, the only way we can become completely free from the grasp of ignorance and the suffering it causes.
In the very text, not here, that the text I'm talking about, that 139 page, is the beginning of the text, Tongba Shiva Chewa Mi Mishibirin Dwa. Tongba Shiva Chewa Mi Mishibirin Dwa Cham Chupas. How the migrator beings, they are, you know, like going round and round in samsara. Going round and round in samsara. Tongba Shiva Mishibirin Dwa Cham Chupas. Because of not knowing these three doors of liberation. Tongba Shiva, that's like stanza. In the beginning of the text. Tongba Shiva Chewa Mi Mishibirin Dwa Cham Chupas. So then the being that here refers to the Shakyamuni Buddha, who has like great compassion towards all living beings, and out of that compassion then he explained emptiness from 100 different ways, and he explains emptiness. So then that text begins, you know, like then he explains the three doors. Is it clear? Three rows clear? Three rows. So that Sangha can be discussion, you know. Like eight characteristics summarized into three rows, divide three rows, and that is the how you meditate on when you reach the path of seeing. That's how you meditate, but doesn't mean you cannot meditate, you can meditate. You know, that's how there's a way they divided Heart Sutra into five paths. So this is all for the sake of knowledge. Right now it's for the sake of knowledge. But the main point is emptiness. That's the main subject of Heart Sutra, is emptiness. So you can read books by His Holiness Dalai Lama, and you will greatly benefit, because I believe if His Holiness didn't see emptiness, probably nobody will see emptiness. See? 3 o'clock every morning, he wakes up, he meditates. No matter where he goes, traveling, every 3 o'clock morning, he meditates, no? Not just 1 year, 2 years, that's like talking about decade and decade, many, many decades ago. So when he talks of emptiness, and his understanding of emptiness is much, much deeper than, you know, our understanding of emptiness. Therefore, if you read his words, it carries some weight. Every word about emptiness has some weight, you know, because with experience, that's like not just understanding, experiential understanding what is emptiness. Experiential understanding. Similar, Mother Teresa, when she talks about compassion, loving kindness, and her word has weight. Because she not just understand loving kindness, compassion, she gained experiential understanding. Loving kindness, compassion. She experienced them, not just knows, but she experienced them. So that's why. So read His Holiness books, if that's His Holiness books, then the Thubten Jinpa books. If you really want to improve intellectual understanding, and Thubten Jinpa study all the five major texts. So, and he's fluent in English, and he's, when he translates, he knows what is translating. Not like, you know, looking at the dictionary, then write it down, then look out of the dictionary, then write it down. It's not like that, no. So then, this is good. So, bottom line here, how much you understood, you know, how to divide Heart Sutra into five parts, that's the not point. But for the sake of knowledge, if you want to teach someone, that's how you teach. But the point is to focus on emptiness, okay, emptiness. Huh? There's one stanza about three doors of liberations. Stanza. I lost most of those pages from my library. So I didn't look at it.
And it's a long one, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, that's like, that's a long one. Yeah, not a short one. Short one, there's no, they don't talk about three doors. Short one,
yeah.
I still remember by heart.
Robert Thurman's translation, but I have to get to the right place. But anyway, it's okay, I'll find it.
First look at the George Dreyfus or Garrett or George Dreyfus. Or George Dreyfus. Or best His Holiness. George Dreyfus or Garrett. And then it then what another person called Alexander Berzin?
Yeah.
Glenn Long. Alexander Berzin. The best, I think the His Holiness book is the best, you know? Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
Sorry. Did you want to give us some homework?
Three doors.
But that's discussion, you said.
One door, two doors. Make sure everything.
Oh, I see. Okay. The discussion with the eight characteristics, right, okay.
Eight characteristics and three doors. And just review a little bit about the how the method on like emptiness on the path of accumulation, path of preparations.
Okay.
So three draws, then that eight characteristic. Yeah.
Okay, if you turn to page 235, we'll do the first two general dedication prayers. Gewadihi nyohuduhuda Lama sange dhugyone Rawajikyamalupa Sancho Rinpoche Ma ke panam ke gyurchi Ke wanyam pa me paya Kone gondu pelwarsho.
Well, yeah, thank you very much and have a wonderful night.